When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, the Royal Watcher blog shared 99 facts about Prince Philip, who was born Prince Philip of Greece and Denmark. His parents were Prince Andrew of Greece, the fourth son of King George I of Greece, and Grand Duchess Olga Konstantinovna of Russia, and Princess Alice of Battenberg, daughter of Prince Louis of Battenberg, and Princess Victoria of Hesse. The Duke of Edinburgh and Queen were both great-grandchildren of Queen Victoria. The Duke is a direct descendant of Princess Alice, the third child of Queen Victoria. The Queen is a direct descendant of Queen Victoria's eldest son, King Edward VII. The Queen and Duke were also descended through King Christian IX of Denmark, the Queen from his daughter, Queen Alexandra, while the Prince was a descendant of his son, King George I of Greece. After his father narrowly escaped being executed during the Greco-Turkish War, the family were evacuated on the British naval vessel HMS Calypso, with Prince Philip carried to safety in a cot made from an orange box. Prince Philip of Greece first met his future wife when she then attended the wedding of his cousin, Princess Marina, to Elizabeth's uncle, Prince George, Duke of Kent, in 1934. Elizabeth was 8 and Philip was 13. Princess Elizabeth began exchanging letters with Prince Philip when she was 13, after meeting again during a 1939 visit to the Royal Naval College. The Duke was on active service in the Royal Navy throughout the Second World War. The Duke's first naval appointment, aged 18, was as a midshipman to HMS Ramillies, which escorted the first contingents of the Allied Expeditionary Force from Australia to Egypt. The Duke of Edinburgh was mentioned in dispatches for his service in the Second World War. His Royal Highness joined HMS Valiant in the Mediterranean Fleet and was involved in engagements including the 21st of March 1941, the Battle of Matapan in Greek waters, against the Italian fleet. For his work in control of the searchlights, Prince Philip was mentioned in dispatches. He was later awarded the Greek War Cross of Valor. Towards the end of the Second World War, Prince Philip served in the destroyer HMS Whelp in the Pacific and was presented in Tokyo Bay for the Japanese surrender on 2 September 1945. Philip took the surname of his maternal family, Mountbatten, and was styled Lieutenant Philip Mountbatten. From February to November 47, and after being granted the Order of the Garter, was styled His Royal Highness Sir Philip Mountbatten for 2 days until the wedding. While it was customary for a wife to take her husband's family name, the Queen issued a royal proclamation on the 9th of April 52 to ensure that the Royal House of the UK continued to be known as the House of Windsor, though their descendants now use the surname of Mountbatten Windsor. The Duke learned to fly all types of aircraft. He gained his RAF wings in 53, his helicopter wings in 56, and his private pilot's license in 1959. Prince Philip achieved 5,986 hours in 59 types of aircraft. The Duke's final flight on the 11th of August 97 from Carlisle to Islay, following which he stopped flying. In 1993, Prince Philip's DNA was used to help identify the remains of the Romanov family who were murdered in 1918. The Tsarina was his mother's aunt, sympathizing with their situation by saying, "It was hard to marry into a monarchy. I know that myself. Imagine the nightmare of marrying into the Russian court." After Princess Diana's death in 1997, the Duke persuaded her sons Prince William and Prince Harry to walk behind her coffin, saying, "If you don't walk, I think you'll regret it later. If I walk, will you walk with me?" Palace Intrigue will be right back.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Tony Wright, writing for the Sydney Morning Herald, "The Melbourne Cup," demanded the Duke of Edinburgh as if I'd released something unpleasant in the palace halls. "Just another bloody horse race." Blunt, often wickedly funny, but just as regularly indelicate to the point of causing offence, Prince Philip spent much of his life sending a jolt through the most polite of gatherings. He once upset the Chinese by declaring, "If it has four legs and is not a chair, if it has got two wings and it flies but it is not an airplane, and if it swims and it is not a submarine, the Cantonese will eat it." It was as if, having spent his life required to walk two steps behind his wife, and never being able to become king, he felt compelled to stamp out his personal territory with verbal eruptions. When refused the right to bestow his surname Mountbatten on his own children, they're all Windsors, he famously complained, "I am nothing but a bloody amoeba." Simon Jenkins adds in The Guardian, "The young queen and her husband burst onto a drab scene, dazzling yet aloof. At every turn, Philip was present, almost comically two paces behind, hands firmly held behind his back. He seemed already a fixture, a stage prop, a gentleman in waiting. Though with a quick wit to match his wife's, he rarely broke cover. His occasional tactless one-liners may have sometimes caused offence, but they merely showed he was alive. Philip's life was lived in perpetual limbo, his every move, every remark, every glance reflecting on his wife. He enjoyed none of the scope extended to various predecessors. Mary I's husband, Philip of Spain, at least expected to inherit the crown should she die. When her sister Elizabeth succeeded, he sent an armada to claim the throne. William of Orange, after his glorious revolution, tolerated no nonsense from Parliament. He demanded absolute equality with his reigning wife, Mary II, crown and all, and became king on her death. Victoria's Prince Albert was made Prince Consort at her insistence, receiving state papers and sitting alongside his wife in all her work, public and private. The Queen had been careful in 1952 to ensure that should she die with Prince Charles still a young child, it would be Philip and not her sister Margaret who should become regent. But he did not attend royal audiences and received no state papers. Not for him the famous role of the monarch to consult and warn elected heads of government. Philip retained a clear understanding of the crown's status, telling a Canadian press conference in 1969 that it existed not for itself but for the people. If at any stage any nation decides that the system is unacceptable, then it's up to them to change it. And in the Daily Mail from Piers Morgan, "Prince Philip wasn't a perfect human being and would have been the last person to claim that he was. No, he was flawed, intemperate, impatient, and occasionally downright offensive. But that's why we loved and respected him so much. He was his own man. He was also the very best of British. A swashbuckling, risk-taking daredevil with boundless energy, deep personal courage, and a sharp, quick wit who understood that the primary function of the royal family is duty to the country." And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.